The last one was an assistant vice president of satellite science. That's what it was at that point.
Satellite science.
Yeah. Understanding how you built them, how you operated them, what kind of earth stations you have.
Okay, so get real basic here. You were then in discussion of sending a satellite up into space.
Yeah.
And using that.
Well, that was a vehicle for telecommunications from the U.S. to Europe. That was the first use, because before that, all we had were small undersea cables that you had to lay in the Atlantic Ocean that were always breaking and failing just because of the activity of the ocean, because you just threw them in the water. God help where they landed. This was AT&T. People talking to London and Paris. So we built a satellite system for that. We didn't understand the concept of the satellite being stationary and being parked out 22,000 miles up to get stationary, even though it was going 6,000 miles an hour. We didn't understand that. The brains of Bell Labs never told me or themselves. They never heard it discussed until one day Hughes popped it up. But the system we built, we had three satellites that circled the Earth. They were very small and weak power-wise. So you built 90-foot antennas in Andover, Maine, and outside of London. They would both look at the satellite for 8 hours. And then you'd drop the satellite, and both would go back to the next one coming over the horizon. For 3 minutes, we cut off 120 people, which was the capacity of the system. Didn't know who they were. And mostly they just kept yakking, "Are you there, John?"
That's because it was switching.
Yeah. And we couldn't give them back their money or anything else because the bills kept running as if they were there.
Who first put a satellite up?
We did, AT&T, for communications.
Did another company do it for you?
Yeah, it was launched by, I can't remember the name of the company.
But it was a company who did it for AT&T.
Yeah.
And that was the first satellite to be launched for communication.
Yeah.
And you were part of all that.
Yes.
And how thrilling when that satellite went up.
Oh, yeah.
And it stayed there.
Yeah.
You said it was stationary, yet you had...
No, these weren't. These were moving.
Then what were you referring to when you said one was stationary?
That came later. Hughes came out with that probably within a year after we built this other system.
Okay.
They had been doing some classified work for our military and had experimented and came up with the technology for our military. So there were small military satellites that used was lousy.
So then when a satellite went up and became stationary, that was good for you.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to be switching, losing 3 minutes.
Yeah. You could then go to antennas that were 10 feet instead of 100 feet to receive the signal. And now, of course, they can do it with 10-inch antennas. Because satellites are bigger and more powerful.
This is in the 70s.
Yeah.
In your 40s, when you're involved in all that exciting, exciting work.
Yeah. But the downside was I had to somehow or other get to the railroad station, which was 2 miles from my house, often walk because we only had one car, and then take a train, then take 2 subways, and then walk a mile to get to work. To do all that, I left at 7 a.m. and sometimes was late getting there at 9. And if I left right at 5, I could catch trains and get home at 7. Most days, I wound up sticking around till 6 or 7. When you did that, the trains only ran hourly, and so probably average getting home 8 or 9 o'clock at night and turning around and going out. So I really didn't know my kids.
You prefer to being married. What was your wife's name?
Nancy Elizabeth. She died 2007.
Okay.
I married Sylvia in 2009.
And she's here. So you had children? How many children did you?
Three.
And their names?
Edward IV, Stephen John, and Suzanne.
So while it sounds exciting, downtown New York, you're working for AT&T and the concept of satellite, it took its toll on a family that you wish you could have been around more.
Mm-hmm.
But you must have been drawing for that time. Quite a salary.
The AT&T didn't pay that well.
They didn't.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't a big deal. You know, when I started with AT&T, we were getting $100 a week as college graduates in the 50s.
In the 50s, that was considered meager?
Yeah.
That was not a big salary?
No. But that's what the going rate was for engineers coming out of college.